Hardy Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, August 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, Main Street Wauchula is changing out the Main Street banners, and they want to recognize our hometown heroes. If you have a hero that you'd like to have recognized in this year's banners, you can sign up at MainStreetWauchula.com. A banner costs $25 to sponsor, and the deadline for applications is September 1st. Limited spots are available, so sign up now. From the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Fortify FL app allows you to anonymously report suspicious activity, and it's a great tool for your kids. You can get it at www.getfortifyfl.com. That's www.getfortifyfl.com. The Fortify FL app lets students describe threats, share pics and videos, and optionally submit their contact information, and tips are immediately routed to local law enforcement and schools. Parents, tell your children to download the free Fortify FL app today. And the Wauchula Police Department found a lost dog during the evening of August 22nd in the area of Winn-Dixie. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. If this is your dog, please call the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Your local events this Thursday, the Ministry Center at 8475 Sparta Road in Sebring will host Engaging Heartland Faith Voters from 7 to 9:15 p.m. Guest speakers include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida House Member Webster Barnaby, Florida's Committeeman to the RNC, Peter Fehman, and Congressman Greg Stubbe. Admission is free, but you must RSVP by going to www.highlands.gop. That's www.highlands.gop. For more information, you can call 863-381-5361 or area code 321-917-7991. The Advent Health Clays and Camo Clay Shoot is coming up on September 10th, benefiting the Advent Health Lake Placid and Wauchula Foundations. It'll take place at the OK Corral Gun Club at 9449 48th Street Northeast in Okeechobee. You must RSVP no later than this Friday in order to attend. For more information, you can call Kirsten Turner at 863-402-5525. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. The number and name again, Kirsten Turner at 863-402-5525. And coming up on Friday, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, it's at the Pacer Group Engineering Facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green. It's brought to you by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. And coming up this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m. and Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial. And if you're listening in from out of town, you can still listen at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your Hardy County jobs, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a collision shop assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required. Burger King is still looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. And Rock Solid Concrete is looking for a skilled block mason. Driver's license is a plus, but you must have the ability to get to work, and they are a drug-free workplace. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out with a 7% chance of rain. Partly sunny. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east southeast at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. Humidity is extremely humid, 63%. The dew point 74. Cloud cover is 42%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet all the way up there. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the afternoon, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain, and heat index values up to 106. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s with northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the lower 90s. East winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 70% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight with lows in the mid 70s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried is applauding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefit increases announced last week by the USDA. The reevaluation of the Thrifty Food Plan, which calculates SNAP benefits, means Florida is expected to see an increase of nearly $1.5 billion in total SNAP benefits for fiscal year 2022. Fried says these changes will make it easier for Floridians to feed their families and access healthy foods. More than 6,000 cattle producers, industry partners, and stakeholders gathered last week in Nashville for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention, all in an effort to make sure beef stays at the center of the plate. According to AgWeb.com, demand has been the centerpiece for the industry, with significant growth in the past 2 years despite pandemic and inflation pressures. Consumer and wholesale beef demand are currently at 30-year highs, and economists say there are currently limited signs of that demand slowing down. The decline of actual milk prices and the decline of milk futures has not been unexpected. DairyHerd.com reports high feed prices as a result of strong demand and the lingering drought in some areas was anticipated to have an impact on the overall milk production, but that or the expectation of strong exports have yet to materialize. What has taken place is continued growth in milk production.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to multiminusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Honeybee researchers say an important tool in reducing honeybee loss is only effective if applied at a very specific time in a hive's life cycle. U.S. beekeepers have been applying oxalic acid in a vapor form to kill mites known as varroa for years. Jennifer Berry, laboratory and apiary manager for the University of Georgia Honeybee Lab, says oxalic acid is very effective. However,
the problem is if there is brood and baby bees inside of the colony, they are under half of their life they spend under a protective wax cap. The oxalic acid does not penetrate that wax cap, so the mite is safe inside of that cell.
Research shows application should happen when the brood is 21 days old.
Why that's so important, that day 21, is because all the cap brood have emerged. There's no protective wax cap available for those mites to be hiding under. And when we applied the oxalic acid, we got control. When we applied the oxalic acid when brood was still there, we did not get control.
Berry will talk about her research at the upcoming Georgia Beekeepers Association Fall Conference, September 23rd through the 25th. More information about Berry's talk and others at the conference can be found at gabeekeeping.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing modestly higher on Wall Street, enough to nudge the NASDAQ Composite to a record high and pass 15,000 for the first time. The broader S&P 500 also set a record high. Banks, consumer-focused companies, and small company stocks outpaced the rest of the market. The price of crude oil at its second solid gain in a row, clawing back some more of the ground it lost over the previous 2 weeks. Halliburton, Occidental Petroleum, and Valero Energy all rose 3% or more. The Dow was ahead 30 points today, closing at 35,366. The NASDAQ gained 77 points to 15,019. The S&P 500 up 6 to 4,486. New York oil rose $1.90, closing at 67 cents, 54 cents a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's check baseball, where the Yankees snapped Atlanta's 9-game win streak and notched their own 10th straight win, 5-1 over the Braves last night. It was the first regular season matchup in almost 120 years between teams that had won at least 9 in a row. Red Sox double up the Rangers 8-4, Travis Shaw with a game-ending grand salami in the 11th inning. Blue Jays 2-1 winners over the White Sox, Royals beat the Astros 7-1. Jake Bowers hit a tie-breaking two-run single with two outs in the 9th inning, rallying the Mariners past the A's 5-3. Pirates had to rally to beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, while the Cubs topped the Rockies 6-4 to end their losing skid at 13. Rafael Ortega with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th. Second-year pitching coach Larry Rothschild's out of a job with the Padres as the franchise tries to stop its freefall in the National League playoff race. This is SRN Sports. The two singles champions at this year's U.S. Open will earn 35% less than in 2019. That was the last time the Grand Slam tennis tournament allowed spectators. Payouts for qualifying in the first three rounds will rise. U.S. Tennis Association announced on Monday it will have an overall increase in player compensation to a record $57.5 million, slightly more than the $57.2 million in 2019. The figure was $53.4 million in 2020. That's when fans were banned entirely because of the pandemic. The 2021 title winners in singles each will be paid $2.5 million. That's down from $3 million last year and the $3.85 million that was paid out in 2019. Notre Dame and Iowa State each have three players in the preseason All-American team. Eight teams have at least two first-team All-Americans. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: a bus station is where a bus stops. A train station is where a train stops. On my desk, I have a workstation. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.